Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2009, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio live programme, from 9.
Now, I knew many things about Gloria Hunniford, that she was the first woman to have her own programme on Radio 2, that she presented her own chat show she hosted This Morning and Heaven and Earth, and that after her daughter Karen Keating died, she wrote two best-selling books about dealing with bereavement. What I didn't know was that she started off life as a singer, which makes her choices of Inheritance tracks all the more interesting.
The track I inherited is one called A String of Pearls by Glenn Miller. I have a very, very vivid picture of my dad waltzing around the kitchen with my mum. Sometimes they seemed quite old, but then when they danced around the kitchen, they seemed very youthful. My mum wasn't as keen on the music. I have a very strong recollection of my dad not being able to take me to the cinema to see the Glenn Miller story, and he asked my mum to take me. We ended up in this flea pit of a cinema in Portadown in Northern Ireland, in the very front row. My mother, I don't think, ever forgave me for the fact that she nearly broke her neck watching all this hideous music, she would call it. I can hardly remember a time when I didn't sing. I was forever standing up on a chair in front of that big Bakelite radio, because I worked on the premise as a child that if I could hear the BBC in Northern Ireland, that they must be able to hear me. So you spend hours standing on the chair singing into the speakers on this huge radio. Of course, the letter never came to ask me to go to the BBC. And that's what I was going to be. It was actually an LP that I made in 1969 that led me to broadcasting. I went in to be interviewed about the record. The producer said, "Have you ever thought about broadcasting?" I hadn't. He said, "Do you want to try it?" And I went, "Why not?" And so gradually broadcasting took over because I liked it better. My dad was an entertainer, and I think I inherited all of that. To stand side stage and watch him weave all his magic tricks when I was about 5, I mean, it was glorious for me. I couldn't believe this was my dad pulling rabbits out of hats and swallowing razor blades and bringing them out of his mouth on a string. And of course, in our household, because my mum was a wonderful baker, the cake tins were always full of gorgeous goodies. And my dad always did tricks when all my friends came. So coins came from the nose and the ears. So I had the perfect household for that. Friends liked to come. My mum lived long enough to be able to come over to London and go to things like the Royal Variety. And I remember once she was on Des O'Connor's show. She appeared on it because they brought in Russell Harty's mum, Michael Parkinson's mum, and my mum. And she was fabulous because Des said to her at one point, "I believe Gloria had a tongue tie when she was a baby." And my mum said, "Yes, it sort of runs in our family." And he said, "How did you deal with that?" She said, "Well, in those days, it's the string under your tongue. It's too far forward. And you just cut it with a pair of silver scissors." And then with perfect comedic timing, she said, "Do you know, Des, I often wondered, did I do the right thing?" The song I would pass on is Van Morrison's "Have I Told You Lately?" It's always been a huge figurative piece in our lives. Karen, my daughter, had it at her wedding. When I remarried 10 years ago, Stephen and I had it at our wedding. It's just become our song. Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you there's no one above you? We've always loved Van the Man anyway. Comes obviously from Northern Ireland, and he has the credit of giving me the worst interview I've ever had in my entire career, because when I was working for Ulster Television in Northern Ireland, there was great excitement because Van was coming back to play after X number of years abroad. So Van joined us from his record office. He was sitting back in a chair with his feet up on the desk, and he was drinking a cup of tea and eating a cracker biscuit and cheese, and he, during the entire interview, only said, "Yep, nope," and picked all the cheese and the crackers out of his teeth. People still say to me, "He didn't interview very well, did he?" It embraces all sorts of emotions. And I think as a singer or a songwriter, if you can come up with a song like that, you've hit the jackpot. I've often thought that this song goes beyond just being a popular song. It's almost spiritual in some ways. We should give thanks and pray to the one. It's one of those pieces that stops you in your tracks. I could be anywhere around the house doing something, and if it comes on the radio, I stop. I just have to listen to it. I have to take it on board. Have I told you there's no one above you? How marvellous would it be if your partner would sing to you, you know, you fill my heart with gladness, take away my sadness, you ease my troubles, that's what you do. It would be so lovely if somebody sang that to you, ease my troubles, that's what you do. Having seen and watched my daughter battle cancer for 7 years and having experienced the pain of that and having read her diaries as well, her conclusions always were that in the end, love is the only thing that matters. Love is all you have. Terribly important to say I love you, irrespective of whether it is a child or your partner. And I can never understand it, people who've never been told by their parents that they're loved. Maybe I was just lucky that I came from a very expressive Irish family. I'm not in any doubt within my family that I'm loved. And for me, that's really important. So it's appropriate that I would want to pass on a song that's got love well and truly in it. Take away my sadness. Is my trouble, that's what you do.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.